AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. According to a published report, the country's top law enforcement agencies acknowledge flawed testimony about hair from an FBI forensic unit.
In a stunning admission, the Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in the FBI laboratory's microscopic hair comparison unit gave flawed testimony in nearly every trial in which they offered evidence over more than 20 years prior to 2000. The Washington Post reports in over 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far, examiners overstated forensic matches in a manner that favored prosecutors. That includes cases where 32 defendants were sentenced to death, 14 of which were executed or died in prison. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Baltimore's mayor and police commissioner are promising a thorough investigation into today's death of a man who'd been injured while in police custody. Four officers stopped Freddie Gray a week ago and put him into a van. After he arrived at a police station, an ambulance was called to treat him. He was taken to a hospital with what relatives called spinal injuries. Wildfire evacuation orders have been lifted for about 300 houses in an area about 35 miles southeast of downtown Los Angeles. CAL FIRE Fire Captain Mike Moeller was on KNBC.
What they were able to do is put in some containment line near those structures. So those were our priority, life and property. So that's where we focused our crews on last night. We got to a point where we felt safe enough to get those residents back home.
The fire is about 25% contained and covers 1.5 square miles. The U.S. ambassador to Poland, Stephen Mull, says comments by FBI Director James Comey were wrong, harmful, and offensive, and don't reflect the U.S. administration's views. Poland's foreign ministry summoned the official to protest and demand an apology, saying Comey made remarks suggesting Poles were accomplices in the Holocaust. This is AP Radio News. There'll be a hearing Wednesday to determine if the man who shot President Reagan in 1981 will be allowed to leave a mental hospital and move to his mother's house in Williamsburg, Virginia.
John Hinckley spends most of the year in a house overlooking the 13th hole of a golf course in a gated community. He takes long walks along tree-lined paths, plays guitar, and grabs fast food at Wendy's. When Hinckley goes out, he drives around town in a silver Toyota Avalon, a car that wouldn't attract a second glance. For the past year, under a judge's order, Hinckley has spent 17 days a month at his mother's home in Williamsburg. The latest plan could see him living there permanently. I'm Ross Simpson.
Hook him up!
Even in its opening weekend, Kevin James Paul Blart sequel couldn't outpace Furious 7. Furious 7's the number one movie. Paul Blart Mall Cop is 2. I'm Carlotta Bradley.